Well, when I came to Bristol in the late 1970s, one of the things I did was set up a laboratory to start investigating some of the processes of development in young infants. Something that became very clear is that there was a significant number of babies who were just turning up in the emergency department at the Children's Hospital every year, suddenly and unexpectedly found dead at home. Now, we knew that happened, but it became very striking to me with working here as a paediatrician that we knew virtually nothing about what was happening to those babies, how and why they died. And what was worse was most of the families were getting very little in the way of help and support. So to start with, I just really set out to try and provide some help and support and information and just care to the families bereaved in that way. And one of the things they made very clear was that to them, trying to find out what had happened, trying to understand it and trying to make sure that other families didn't have to go through that was something that was really important to them. They were desperate to tell me everything they possibly could so that we could try to collect that information. And that's really how it originated. We started collecting that information, collecting information on similar questions from other children in the area who were healthy and weren't having problems. And then over a period of years, amassing a large database of information concerning a whole range of aspects of the environment in which children were being cared for, some of the things that happened to them, and the ability to compare what happened to children who died with those who survived. And arising out of that was a whole lot of observations that certain factors seemed to be very important.
How big a problem was it before the research went underway and before you found out what you did?
Well, in the Bristol Children's Hospital, which deals with the whole of the Bristol and most of Avon area, we were seeing around 40 to 50 infants a year brought in unexpectedly dead, so almost one a week. And as one of the paediatricians who was seeing those families, I became very acutely aware of just how many families were losing their babies in that way.
What were your major findings that came out of that? I mean, obviously now a lot of people are well aware of it, but you know, a couple of decades ago, these were the new findings, weren't they?
Yeah, it was. Well, first of all, what was very strange to us to start with was how simple some of the factors seemed to be. The increased risk that arose from babies being put down on their front or on their side compared to on their back. Exposure to tobacco smoke, both before and after birth. Getting too warm. Having bed covers that could slip over their head. What we did initially was to, first off, present that information back to the families who'd given it to us in the first place to say, look, this is what's come out of our research. This is your information. And the families were very, very keen that we put it into practice. And indeed, to our astonishment, within a matter of months of presenting this information to local healthcare professionals, many of these things were being changed. Midwives and health visitors and general practitioners were strongly advising parents not to put babies to sleep on their front. And almost immediately, the numbers of deaths in this area fell dramatically. The numbers of cot deaths fell from 40 to about 15, and the following year to less than 10. We were able to convince the Department of Health to institute a national campaign.
Now, a lot of people will remember that, the Back to Sleep campaign, wasn't it?
Back to Sleep campaign, yeah. And the effect was dramatic. The numbers of deaths nationally fell from around 1,500 to about 400 within a matter of 3 or 4 months. Across the world, we now recognise that more than 100,000 infants' lives have been saved from these very, very simple observations.
What happened afterwards? Obviously, it's an ongoing thing for you. What are you actually working on at the moment?
Well, at the moment, what we're doing is implementing across the whole of the UK a series of investigations that occur after all deaths of children of all ages, not just babies now, but particularly focusing on unexpected deaths of children. And what's beginning to come out of that is recognising that there are many factors that contribute to deaths of older children as well as young infants, which are changeable, particularly things about safety in the home, safety in the community, and recognising ways in which we can really prevent quite a lot of other childhood deaths. We're very fortunate in that the UK government has actually imposed a statutory requirement to do these sort of investigations now across the whole of England. And the information that's coming from that, I'm quite certain, will have a major impact on the numbers of children of all ages who die unexpectedly over the next few years.